welcome to Never Ceasing Podcast. We haven't stopped since we started, so we'll keep on going.
Let's keep on going.
Where are we going?
We're going to keep on going. We'll figure out where we're going while we go, but we're just going to keep on going. Today,
we're going in circles.
We are going to talk about missing the point.
Yeah. We're missing the point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to, are you going to start us off?
No, you can.
Okay. I'm not looking up the definition because that's entirely your job.
Yeah. Well, there's not really a definition of like.
I guess, yeah. What it means to us.
Yeah.
When you don't hit the mark, when you just don't understand what you're supposed to understand. Yeah, you sat on the wrong. Sorry, Nathan just did some things because he sat on the wrong side of me and I just accepted it.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true. It's just not understanding what we're supposed to understand.
Right.
Getting what we're supposed to get.
And I mean, there's so many different avenues to take that. Like missing the point of what somebody's saying or missing the point of what you're saying.
Yeah. What's like, the point? I think missing the point of life, like what's the point of being here?
Right.
You know, what's the point of anything?
I don't really think that somebody can answer the question outside of get people saved to go to heaven. And that's the point. But what was the point of earth? Like, why don't you just take us to heaven? Like, what's the point of this trial? And, you know, at the end of the day, we know. But, like, we
Do
still
we?
Question
Do
it.
Do we?
You know? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's interesting to think about.
I think a good point to make would be, what's the point? I kind of like where you started. What's the point of earth? Like, what's the point of earth?
Yeah, let's just start with the big one and then we'll go down.
Well, we start in the beginning, but it's weird to think about. Like, people talk about going on a grandiose scale.
Yeah.
Like, you think of like Neil deGrasse Tyson always talking about space and things and just like supernovas that are millions of miles away.
Right.
And you're like, why do they exist? We're just here in a small part of Pennsylvania, a medium-sized piece of Pennsylvania.
We're here in a small part of this universe. Like, we think the Earth is so big, and don't get me wrong, it is. But it's really not compared to, like, the whole universe.
It's kind of the whole claustrophobia thing. Like, it's not as small as you think it is,
no,
unless
not.
You think it's small. Like, right. You're like, oh, you're stuck on Earth. And it's like, you're never going to see the entirety of Earth.
No, and why would you need to leave Earth? Like, there's like,
I mean,
I'm going to go into outer space for what? I mean, yeah, I get it. You know, it's cool to see the stars and like other planets. Like, don't get me wrong. That would be super cool. But to me, like, what's the point? And maybe I'm missing the point. Maybe I'm missing the point of what the purpose is to leave this Earth. Maybe there's reasons that I don't have any idea about.
Just to start something new.
Yeah.
I think one of man's eternal quests is to find something that couldn't be found.
Right.
And we talk about, like, there's a meme going around about, you know, it's great to have a wife and a girlfriend, but you can't forget about Atlantis, the great discovery. You must find it. Go find Atlantis. And everyone starts running. And it's like, well, you just want to find the one thing that nobody's found.
Yeah.
And, you know, the exploration of Earth and the galaxies and all the stars, and you miss the point of, you know, as important as the universe is, how many times do you miss the point of Earth? And there's a new artist I was listening to called Josiah Queen. And he has a song called A Garden in Manhattan.
Garden in Manhattan.
Fantastic song if you want to listen to it on your own time. But the point that I'm trying to make is he has a line where it's like, I could be a garden in Manhattan, but you've called me here, and so I'll be a garden here.
Wow.
But the point of it is that you can be a light anywhere you go. You can be a garden in the city of concrete and steel of Manhattan.
Yeah, and it's interesting. It is that people, they want to, like you said, they want to be something. And there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody should strive to become what God created them to be.
Absolutely.
And, you know, whether that's, you know, being a gardener, like you said, or, you
Yeah,
know,
something.
whatever it is. But like, I like what you're saying is like, and I understand what you're saying. You don't have to go to Manhattan to have a
Yeah.
garden.
You don't have to. Yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying. Is you,
Yeah.
it's like Manhattan is so lost, and there's so many things that are gone in this terrible place.
Right.
But you don't take another step back, and
Right.
you go, but there's souls that are wanted to meet here,
Right.
and that's what's important.
It's true.
Is that you know what you're called to hear,
Yeah.
and I think people miss that. Is that they're like, I have to find myself on a grandiose scale, and you know you don't do that. You miss the point of just where you're at.
It's true.
So yeah, you need to be that light in your own place.
Yeah, and I mean, there's so many people that are like, oh, I have to go here in order to shine. Like, that's not true.
I mean, there are certain people called to certain
Yeah,
places.
but like, they're called there. Some people just want to move because they think that they need to move. Like, why? What's the purpose? Like, find your purpose and don't miss the point in your calling.
Yeah.
Like,
That's. Oh, excuse me.
there's a lot of places that you can do what you're called to do, but you should figure out what you're called to do and where you're called to do it. Because jumping around and doing all that, it's not usually a good
No, I think that
idea.
people are like, I have to go to Manhattan to be the best at something. And you're like, well, just do it at home and
Right.
start and grow.
Yeah.
Because
And I mean, who's to say Manhattan later isn't an
yeah.
option, you know? But
There's always an option for the future.
it's true.
But if you can't do it at home, then what good are you going to do it there?
It's true.
Because I've heard that a lot. It's like, well, I can't do it here. It's like, you can start here.
It's
You
true.
know, you can make a change where you're at.
You do have to start somewhere.
And I think what you really should do is listen to the people that are around you. Because those are the people that are going to tell you where you need to go. Because, you know, you got this great plan, you got this great thing headed for you, and you know you got it. But if you're not listening to what the people around you are telling you to do, you're going to miss the point of what you're called to do.
True.
You know, you hear different things. Because I think of, for specifically me, I hear like a sermon on a Sunday, and I've heard people be like, oh my goodness, they just called me out directly in the middle of that sermon. And they're just
Yeah.
like, you're a terrible person. And you're like, but they just told everyone.
Right.
Like, this is a sermon for everyone. And you're being called out because it's something that you're going through. And if you can't learn from the sermon, then you know, I'm not going to say that every pastor's not doing that, being like, I'm picking you out to condemn you or something. But most of the time, it's just what God told them to preach.
And who's, I mean,
Like, if
they could
you,
be going through the same thing, right?
yeah.
And they could be preaching to encourage themselves as well. One thing I've learned from going to church is don't be prideful, you know? Don't be prideful of your down, whatever you want to call them, like fails and sins. Don't be prideful of that. Because I feel like there's a different kind of pride, right? There's a pride where you're like, oh, I'm so glad I just sinned. And then there's a pride of like, you
Yeah.
know, oh, he's talking about me. I'm so important. Like, don't get me wrong, you're not important, but not everything's about you.
Yeah. Well, if you don't learn from the message he's trying to tell you, then you're not gonna get better.
Right.
You know. Another
And like, what is wrong with if they're directing it directly at you? Yeah, sure, maybe, you know, have a conversation with them if you feel like
yeah.
you need to, but they're not, unless they like, you
Most of
know,
the time,
Nathan
yeah.
Hague did this
No,
and he is going to hell. Like, that's not what they're saying. That's just not.
what
But like,
they're trying to, because there's somebody who does know,
yeah,
you know, that told them what to say.
right.
Because if you think about, even the Bible is written by a whole bunch of men that heard what God told them to write down, and even wrote down what their story is. And
Yeah.
you realize that sermons nowadays are our common era of that,
It's
where they're
true.
learning and they're telling what they're hear God tell them to tell people. And pardon. If you feel condemned, it's good because it
Yeah.
means you can change. If you're
100%.
like, oh my goodness, this is directly pointed at me, and they're like, at the end of the service, they're like, if somebody needs prayer for help for this, and you're like, nah.
And here's the thing. it's okay to feel that way. That yeah, it's absolutely. Directly pointed at you.
Absolutely.
But if it's the way that you think about it. Yeah. If you think that they're only talking about you, let me just say this, it's false. there's probably at least 10 other people, at least, in the congregation that are going through the exact same thing you're going through, yeah. and they feel the same way. Now, let me tell you how to handle it. How you should handle it is say, I feel a like confrontation. I feel like there's something that I need to change. And then guess what? You change it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to go outside of that, you know? And even if the pastor is talking about you, you know, as long as he's not like, there's a line.
Yes, absolutely.
But like,
is it not better to have wounds from a friend than wounds from an enemy?
Right.
That's a great scripture. I tell you what. And if you know that you need help with it and you're like, man, I'm going through it. It's good to get that help.
Yeah.
Cause you know, take the wounds from a friend and change yourself.
Yeah. Just for that one, moving on, but don't miss the point in the sermon. You know, if you feel like you need to change something, change something.
Yeah. if you learn something, then, you know, take it and move with it. You know?
Yeah.
Accept both. Absolutely.
So here's the next one. It is okay to sometimes not understand the point.
Yeah.
That one really, really hits home for me because I'm someone that is like, I need to be told something at least two or three times, at least at the very least. Usually more, but at least two or three.
Well, I have the same problem with AJ.
Yeah.
It's where he just gets busy and doesn't remember.
Right.
And so unless I'm like physically feel like I'm holding his hand and being like, you're going to be here. I feel like he's not going to get it.
Right.
And not to be like rude to you, but I feel the same way sometimes. I'm like, I need to hold your hand in order for you to get it.
And some people don't struggle with that. Some people struggle with different things. But for me, not understanding the point is something that I struggle with. And like, it's interesting because I can see it so many different ways. And that's because I overthink. Mm-hmm. There's negative, there's positive, and then there's, I see what you're saying, but this is what I think. And there's nothing wrong with the middle ground. There's nothing wrong with the middle ground, but you have to be careful because if you constantly think that someone is trying to attack you, then you're never going to understand the point. Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand the point a lot. It takes me time.
let me just throw this out there. You missed the point of what I was trying to get off of that, is that it's okay to miss the point.
Right.
Because the Bible is filled with all these different stories and there's multiple things you can learn from them. So like one person, I'm going to talk about a story of the woman that Jesus wrote on the ground to forgive her sins, where all of them were about to stone them and condemn them. But Jesus said, you without sin, cast the first stone. And you realize that it's like, oh my goodness, all Christians are terrible. But we don't realize it's a story about redemption. You know, there's two different lessons you can learn from it. And what one person gets, a different person gets something else out of.
Yeah.
You know, this as a person, as you and me, we write a story. We write a sermon or something specifically about one thing. Right. And you're like, you titled the sermon, Getting Over Loss. But you know what? You help someone else get over regret. You help someone else get over something entirely different you didn't write down. But they miss your point.
Right.
But they learned a different point
from
God.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that's it's true. And God uses your words.
Absolutely.
To sometimes, right then and there, your words can go like and help them learn, right? But mm-hmm. then there's other times, like you just said, where your words can help them, but it's not like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just like with your words, it's not always, hey, like this is set in stone. This is what you need to do. Like sometimes it's just like, I'll find my own way mm-hmm. to do it with God's help. But knowing what you told me now, I can grow from that.
Yeah. I think that's something that my pastor said a lot is that we don't want to get so stuck in to our own plans and our own agendas that we can't let God work.
Right.
Because I think of like, every Sunday service, like if you talk about Sunday service, everyone's gonna be like, okay, it's worship, then it's a sermon, then it's closing prayer, then we go home. Every once in a while, it's communion. But if you can't get off of yourself and say, you know what, we can do this any way we want to. We don't have to follow what the rules set before us to follow God. You know, God set rules for us in the Bible, but if we set our own agenda points and agenda things, and you're like, oh, if you don't get this thing out of it, then you're not doing church right. It's like, what if God wants to teach them? What if God wants to break them down so he can build them back up this Sunday? What if God wants to tell them that they're doing great this Sunday and they need to continue in doing something they're afraid to do? And you're like, don't come with that agenda of you only get one thing out of a sermon.
Right.
You know, you have to come in the agenda of God.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just like, I've had so many times where I've learned something and then my mom will be like, oh, do you remember when Pastor Matt, and sorry for the name drop, but Pastor That's Matt, right. he's like, or she's like, do you remember when he said this? I'm like, no, not at all. And it's so true what you said, because you can find so much in a sermon, or you can like find a little part of the sermon that sticks with you. And, you know, it's the same. It's different for everybody. I was about to say the same. It's different for everybody, but everybody learns something as long as their heart's open.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and I don't think that missing the point that someone else made or saw is wrong.
No.
As long as you learn.
If you learn from it. Yeah. If you learn from it. Because I think, you know, once again, going back to the Bible, is like one person wrote this. And if you read like Moses, you can take that as like a history log. But to another person, it's a story about someone's life. And to another person, it's about the scripture of God. And to another person, it's a life lesson that they can learn. There's so many different things you can learn from just one section of scripture.
It's true.
And what you don't realize is that it was written for up until eternity. You know, and beyond, maybe. I don't know what he's got planned, but that's what it's for, is that it's designed for, even though that we're in a time where we're like, you know, they couldn't even imagine what the internet would be. We have it. And you know what? It's still written for us in this time and in this place.
It's true.
Amazing.
It really is amazing.
Yeah.
It's actually not changing the topic, but to go further topic. With the go topic,
yeah.
This morning, God really taught me something, and it's really like throughout this day, it stuck with me. So I've been, as we told some people, I've been doing firefighting classes, and I got to the end today, and we were going to, what's that?
Other classes?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we were going to do our, do you want to pause it? Sorry, but to continue off of that, something that God taught me today. So we were getting towards the end. I was about to do the test and like everything. I was told by two of my friends, you being one of them.
I did tell you.
My mom and a couple of other people, stick with it.
Okay.
Just see it to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you fail, whether you pass, just see it to the end. And, you know, that was a test of my endurance, a test to see whether or not I trusted that God would carry me through. And then this morning, just like yesterday, my nerves were so high. I don't usually get nervous. You know, if I get nervous, I can handle it and I can, like, you know, find a way to help myself to like calm down. Usually. Yesterday that didn't happen. I was nervous like basically the whole day. This morning I woke up and like my heart was like pounding. Yeah. I'm like, all right, well, here we go. Whether I'm ready or not, here it comes. And then today, and I don't know what the end result's going to be, but today we went to class and there was supposed to be people there that were going to test us. And they, like, you know, they were going to give us our state certification. They didn't show up, and I just, because as of right now, we all passed.
Yeah.
And whether that is going to stay or not, I'll figure it out. Pretty soon, I'm going to know whether I have to take the test or I pass. But I missed the point. I missed the point because the point was to like trust God. You know, and yesterday, I'll be honest with you completely, I stopped trusting God. I was like, I can't do this. Like, I just did.
Yeah.
And then this morning, I woke up, I got in the Word, you know, I prayed, and I was like, you know, whether I fail or whether I pass today, we can't change that outcome. Yeah. I can only do my best and let God do the rest. And so,
that's
like,
a t-shirt.
That's two episodes now that I've come up with good sayings.
That's a t-shirt.
But like, the point that I missed was I tried to do it in my own strength.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I could.
Yeah.
And I can only do so much until I have to rely on God. And that, I mean, should I have learned that a long time ago? Yeah, probably. But that's what it takes.
Yeah, is exactly.
To go through something that stressful, to see that God is there with you. Yeah. He sees you, you know? And something else that I wasn't really planning on sharing because I'm a man and I'm like, I don't want to tell everybody that. But
you tell everybody everything.
I don't cry.
I don't believe you.
And that's how nervous I was. Yeah. Like, I got to the point where I was like, I can't do this, and I really want to pass. And like, I cried because I was just like, I want this so bad, but I feel like I'm not enough.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, something else that God was like just showing me is, you're not enough, but in me, you are.
Yeah.
It's just like I missed the point so much, but I see it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes that's how it goes, is you have to miss the point. You have to miss the point in order to see the point.
Absolutely.
So
I think a wise man once told me, and this is not a Christian man, but a wise man nonetheless, sometimes we have to force you to fail and understand how to do it and never make the same mistake again.
Yeah.
And he was talking about a life or death thing. Using crane moves. So I almost swung at his leg. Like I used the wrong crane and I swung it north, and he was standing on the north and it swung at his legs and he's like, whoa. But then he says to me, everybody has to go through that one time to do that.
Yeah.
Because the next time you'll never do it again.
It's true.
And it's that point that I think we miss most of the time with God. Is that he's like, I have to let you go through this because otherwise you're going to make the same mistake, but in that mistake, it's going to be more important and you're actually going to hurt somebody.
It's true.
It's like, that's not a thing that happens. It's like, it happens so often for us to understand.
It's true.
So often, you know, and I think that's like, you miss the point of a trial, you know, while I'm going into this, is like, you miss the point of going through something. You miss the point of like, why do I have to struggle? You know, I always hear, in like media and things of like, if God was real, why would he let people go through things? It doesn't make any sense. And you say to yourself, well, he is real. But you're like, why would God not let you go through it in order to grow? What if you were given a magic genie, right? You have God and he's just like, God's a magic genie. He's going to give me everything in life. He's going to make me castles and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, what about everybody else?
Yeah.
You know? And then the next question is, how are you going to treat other people? So if you have a God that just gives you everything,
right?
You're going to treat people like they're supposed to give you everything too.
Right.
You're no longer equals. Yeah. You know, you are God. If you know, God's a genie, but you're like, it's a relationship.
It is.
If he didn't make you go through that, you wouldn't understand that, you know, you need to rely on him and you need to trust what he's doing.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the two hardest things to do in life. You know?
Yeah, especially for me, because I'm so good at being, I'm so good at overlooking the point. I really am. And I just like, today is just, I don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
Today was just really powerful. I mean, it was something that I've never experienced in my life, and it's like, my anxiety, I kid you not, like I've already said this, but it was the worst anxiety I've ever had in my entire life, because That's because it meant something to me.
Yeah.
I didn't want to fail, but I didn't want to fail other people as well.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I think God saw my heart and is like, okay, you're ready.
Yeah, okay.
Like, you're ready, right? But like, you have to be to your breaking point to sometimes see the point.
Exactly.
And it's just, be okay with that.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's going to be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for me. Because I'll tell you, you know, when I feel the fire, I want to get off. I'm like, all right, well, and not to be funny with what I'm going to be doing, but like when I feel the fire, and anybody else that's human is like, that hurts.
Yeah,
I'm done now.
Yeah.
But like, you have to get to that point and then continue. Because if you don't go through the fire, you'll never learn. You'll never earn.
Yeah.
And it's just like, do you want to?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you don't. And, you know, that's a learning point.
Yeah.
Because you're going to learn that, yeah, I wish I would have gone through that fire. But then there's also sometimes where you're like, okay, I need to get off because this isn't for me. But like, it's just like, don't be afraid of the fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you're afraid of the fire, you don't believe that God can protect you so that you don't get burned.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, don't do that. It's not worth it.
I think, of a blacksmith, and if you're starting out in any sort of smithy thing, you're going to notice that, hey, there's fire, you know, it's that same thing, but you're never going to get anywhere if you're cold, you know, you're never going to get anywhere if you don't push yourself beyond. Is I think there's a lesson. Oh, where is that? Yeah, I'm going off. I don't remember where, but it's if you stay in your comfort zone, then where are you going to go beyond that? You know, if you want to be something of a master, you have to try something that you never would, because then you'd understand it.
It's true.
You know, I talk about teaching people, and it's like only you going through it can I teach you.
It's true.
And it's the same thing with becoming a master. It's like, well, you have to be put into the fire. You have to try twisting. You have to try pushing just to see what happens to make it better.
It's true. Yeah. And I mean, yeah, that's really true. It is. It's like, that's just the main point that we're making right now. And
try it.
Don't allow yourself to be so cold that you're shivering.
Don't let yourself be so cold that you just get hammered.
Yeah.
You know,
because like you get to the point where in real world, right? If you get to the point where you're so cold that if you move your hand, there's a good chance that your fingers are going to fall off. There's when you get to that point, there is a point that happens, and that's, you can take that and then you can make it into what I'm about to say. If you allow yourself to get so cold and you don't allow yourself to be pressed on the fire, everything in your life is going to break down and you're not going to ever get anywhere. So what's the point of that? Like, do you want to be successful? Go through the fire.
I think another point is with hypothermia, and right before your fingers fall off, you know what happens? They don't hurt anymore. You know, that's so often in a Christian life. That you will walk through life and you're right there and you're happy, but you got hypothermia. You don't feel anything.
Yeah.
You've lost all the point of learning in between becoming something with God.
Yeah.
We're getting hurt by the fire. And then there's once again where you're too cold and you don't feel anything anymore.
It's true.
And you need to realize that you're going to be put in the fire so we can be shaped. But if you're not in there and you're like, man, this is comfortable out here, you know, in that water bucket, you're like, man, I'm comfortable and I'm solid, but you're never going to grow. You're never going to shape out and get smoother and get sharper and get better.
It's true. And, you know, you have to remember, God is a good God. He's not going to let you get burnt. You know, if he sees that that is something that's going to hurt you, or that is going to, cause you harm.
He's
going
to put you through what you need to be put through.
He's, well, That too. But I was going a different route.
I know you were, but I was like, I gotta say, you're gonna get put through what you're gonna get put through, but you're gonna get better. You're gonna get better afterward. You know, there's no.
But
such
he's also going to have mercy on you. You know, because he always gives you a wave escape. If he sees that you're gonna get burnt and you're not going to go through it and learn, and it's something that it's not gonna benefit you, then he's not going to put you through it, because if it's not going to benefit you, then why would he allow you to do it? Mm-hmm. You know, he's not going to stop you from doing stuff that is going to hurt you, but he always gives a way of escape. So be mindful of that and always pay attention to that, because
it's hard to see. It's so hard to see.
It is.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you're going to be put in like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, where you're going to be in the fire.
Yeah.
And you know what? You're okay coming out of it.
Yeah.
But you know, you're still in a fire.
It's true.
So just be wary, you know.
It's true.
Learn what you can learn while you can still learn it.
Yeah.
You know, you can't learn in the middle of a burning building.
Right.
You know, you have to be trained before going in the burning building.
Right.
So definitely, you know, learn before you get put into the fire.
True. And then this last one here. Choosing to miss the point.
It's one that hurts.
it's so good, because we all do it. We choose to miss the point because we see that someone's right, mm-hmm. and we want to be right.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the ways that we missed a point. We also missed a point because, you know, we choose to miss the point because, hey, I don't care anymore, you know. It mm-hmm. doesn't bother me, so if it doesn't bother me, then I don't care whether it bothers you or not. Doesn't matter. Like, that's another way of choosing to miss the point. But, like, choosing to miss the point is like choosing to go to hell. Like, and I'm being serious, though. It really is, because the reason that I correlate it to that is choosing to miss the point is the gospel. Choosing to miss the gospel is choosing to go to hell. Why would you go to hell when there's a saving grace? Why would you go to hell when God's going to give you a better life if you choose that path? Mm-hmm. You know, why would you choose that? And, you know, because you're bullheaded, because of a lot of things, because, you know, you've been hurt in the past and you blame it on God. But, you know, choosing to miss the point is choosing to allow yourself to be in eternity of pain.
Yeah, I think the number one thing I always think of, it is the bitterness of your heart that you have chosen this path. It is the bitterness that you are not willing to understand. You know, another thing at work is I train somebody, you know, I train them. I try to tell them everything that they need to know. I'll tell them again. I'll tell them three times. But, you know, I get to about four times. And I'm done training them. Not because that they're bad at it, but because they didn't listen. You know, there's a guy at work. Now, we put down a big piece of metal, right? Every time we put it down, every time, I told him, clamp it down. You know, you got to make sure it stays in place. After probably the 20th time, because the only thing he always consistently forgot, I never told him again. Because I'm not going to tell somebody that, like, hey, put a clamp down. Every single day.
Right.
You're going to either put a clamp down or you're just going to fail.
Sure.
You know, and you know that you may be like, that's just your pigheadedness, but it's also his.
Yeah.
Because you chose to me telling you over and over and over and over and over again to not listen.
Right.
To not learn that, hey, when we start and we put a piece of metal down, we got to clamp it down.
True.
You know, I'm not going to keep teaching you if you're going to keep missing the point.
Right.
You know, and the same thing happens with God. It's like, listen, I'm going to put you through a trial. And it's like, oh, you failed today. It's like, I'm going to put you through the same trial again. You failed again. But you know, he's grace.
Yeah.
You know, he's got more grace. He's got more patience than I do.
Right.
And I know there's multiple times that I've failed and God's been like, hey, it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to forgive you, but you need to do better. You know?
And that's the thing, because I agree with that 100%. Yeah. It depends on how you feel, though. It depends on how you feel, because if you feel in a way of sinning, yeah, you know, you got to repent. You got to do better. And you have to try not to make that same mistake and do that same sin. But There's also a type of failure that is okay. And I'm not talking about sin, but a type of failure, like allowing yourself to fail is better than never knowing if you would have passed.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, don't ever, it's so hard to do. It's so hard to be like, I'm going to try even though I'm going to fail, you know?
Yeah. Because if you're human, who wants to fail? You know, who wants to fail? Nobody. Realistically, nobody wants to fail.
I want to fail, Dad. Okay, son, go in the river.
Like, come on. Nobody wants to fail. But everybody has to in order to succeed.
Exactly.
Be willing to fail. Because there's no better feeling than failing and figuring out how to succeed.
Yeah,
absolutely. Than never failing and never knowing if you could have succeeded.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, missing the point is just a really good topic, and I'm glad we put that one down because this one was a good one.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it. Very well done.
But just really realize that it's okay to fail, but continue. It's okay to miss the point, but continue to learn.
Yeah,
it's okay to do those things, but have the desire to do what's right. Have the desire and the burning passion to want to succeed, to want to do better, and to want to see the point.
Yeah, see the point. Want to. Yeah,
that's it for me.
And pass it on.
Yeah.
Pass it on.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm going to let you.
That's the second week.
I know. I got next week. I got you.
Father, name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you that you gave us this cast, Lord. Lord, I pray that you just help people to learn, Lord, and help them to understand what we're trying to get our point across, Lord. And Lord, I pray you just give us your wisdom, Lord, that we can learn from what you want us to learn from, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.